always look on the bright side of life.
Yes, and we move to that nice closing segment of the show called The Bright Side, where we try and make you feel a little bit better about your life by exposing the misfortunes of others. I believe the Germans call it Schadenfreude. Now, it's an interesting one this week. As always, it's from the weird pages of the Metro, which is where I get most of my sources from. But this one, I actually heard about, I read about on social media earlier on today anyway, and I've just found the full story. So, obviously, it's getting into the first sort of coursework period, so you might be snowed under with a lot of work. You may be trying to get with the girl of your dreams and being shot down. Hamish! you may be miserable at the weather. The weather is horrible. It's cold. But at least you're not the man who was pepper sprayed in the face in a cinema after asking a woman to turn her phone off.
Wow.
There are a few things more annoying than going to the cinema to watch a film and having someone near you playing on the phone. Getting pepper sprayed in the face is one of those things, the Metro reads. A man who asked a woman to turn off her mobile phone during a screening of Mr. Turner was blasted in the eyes with chemical mace following an awkward conversation in which he confused her for a man. According to witnesses, the man politely and repeatedly asked a woman in the row in front of her if she'd stop using her phone, which was glowing brightly, before tapping her on the shoulder when she didn't respond. He was saying, "Excuse me, sir, could you please turn off your screen?" over and over. But when he tapped her on the shoulder, she flipped out. She stands up, starts cursing, saying, you hit me, I'm going to call the police." The man calmly tried to defend himself. The woman reached inside her pocket and pulled out the pepper spray and blasted him in the face at point-blank range. The man sat down in shock, say witnesses, before leaving the Chinese theatre with his female companion. The mace-wielding woman, however, enjoyed another 20 minutes of the film before she was forced to leave the screening by volunteers and cinema security. I love the use of the word volunteers. It's like when you pick on an off-duty policeman. It's not going to end well. But just the fact that there are three people who are just like, okay, she's got pepper spray. In the words of Alexander Armstrong, there's six of us. It's one of her. I call that Pim's O'Clock.
Wow.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is your bright side to end this Wednesday show.
There you are. See? The end of the film. Incidentally, this record's available in the foyer.
Thank you very much, Jack.
Not a problem, Matthew.
I thought that was part of the song for a second. That was pretty good timing. More bright side next week. Hub Radio.